The CEO of Apple Computer, Steve Jobs, is denying reports that his company has made a bid to buy Universal Music Group from the financially troubled media conglomerate Vivendi Universal. The Los Angeles Times reported last week that the two companies were in talks, and despite the denials, there is some speculation that a deal may be in the works to the tune of $6 billion. Joseph Mann is a technology reporter for the LA Times and the author of the recently published All the Rave, The Rise and Fall of Sean Fanning's Napster. He joins us from his home in San Francisco. Joseph, why would Apple want to buy Universal? Does this make sense?
Well, it depends who you ask. It certainly makes sense in some ways. Apple has a tiny percentage of the overall market for personal computers, and one of their big fan bases are people involved in media, music and pictures, and they've really been on the cutting edge for that. So this is a way to try and build on that and hopefully get a broader audience.
Now, people have been trying to make money off of MP3s for years without any success. What makes Steve Jobs think he can do it?
Well, the key to the deal is that he thinks he's found the magic key for legitimate music distribution online. Gradually, the offerings by the record labels have become more and more usable. There's been more and more desirable content, but it still isn't as easy to buy music online as it is to steal it. It's very easy to get pirated music. And Jobs thinks he's got the answer with a service that's going to be unveiled in a couple of weeks with content from all the major labels.
Do we know anything about that plan, what he's going to do? Do you have any details?
Well, we know some, and the rest is rumors. What we know is that he's got content from all the labels, and according to record executives I talked to, that deal will still hold even if Steve buys Universal Music. Now, Bertelsmann thought when it was going to buy Napster that all the other labels would say, sure, we'll give you content for a legitimate service, and he was very wrong. The other labels hated the fact that Bertelsmann would have been in charge. This time, according to the record executives, the Apple service will go through with content no matter what happens with Universal.
Now, Jobs is known as a bit of a showman and also as a visionary. Do you think he knows something here that nobody else knows yet?
Well, that's hard to say. He's clearly a big fan of the service, and he's been able to walk a line between supporting piracy, and a couple of years ago, the record industry and the technology companies were just completely at war in Congress, even through last year. It's been more peaceful lately for a number of reasons, some of it having to do with the fact that the record industry hasn't come up with an alternative, and the fact that they don't have as many friends in Congress as they did a couple of years ago. But Steve is a visionary, and sometimes his visions are so early, so ahead of the game, that they wind up to be useless for his shareholders. And that's what Apple investors are worried about.
When these rumors were first published, Apple's stock price dropped. Why did that happen? What's the nervousness there?
Well, in part, I mean, investors thought they had stock in a computer company, and this is a lot of money, and then suddenly it would be a computer company and a record label. And the record labels aren't in a great business right now. Their sales have fallen for three straight years, in part due to Napster and its pirate successors. And the other big thing is uncertainty. Nobody knows how this is going to work exactly, how Apple makes its money back. And because Apple has just been denying the bid, notice that they haven't denied the talks, Steve Jobs hasn't been able to come out and explain it all. I mean, it's pretty clear that it wasn't Apple's idea to float this in the press, that the sources were elsewhere. If Steve had been able to do the deal and then come out and say, okay, this is why we're doing it, this is how it's going to work, maybe the investors wouldn't have been so spooked. But, you know, it's voting for you know, the unknown, and investors are loath to do that.
Joseph Mann is the author of All the Rave, A History of Napster, and a reporter for the LA Times. Thanks very much, Joseph.
Thank you.